71 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check on commodity markets this morning, and we bring in Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Our market's kind of defensive overnight and this morning. Crude traded down about 40 cents, and the dollar trade is near steady. We did not see any sales announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system this morning, so modest disappointment there. Current price action, corn's kind of climbing out of the hole, up a quarter cent basis the base at 364 and three quarters. Next July, 389 and a half, up a half. Soybeans for November, down 5.5 at 857 and a half. January beans, 871 and a half, down 5.25. And next July beans, 909, down 5. Chicago wheat for December, down 2.5 at 512 and a half. Next July is 549 and three quarters, down 2.25. Kansas City wheat for December, 517 and a quarter, down 2.25. And next July is 559 and a half, down 2. Minneapolis wheat, currently down a penny in the December at 592 and a half. And March is at 603 and a half, down penny and a half. Switching over to livestock, trade is mixed with hogs on the plus side and cattle mildly defensive. Harvest progress for soybeans falling a bit behind normal, the trend that could easily continue next week. Corn harvest, 34% complete, well ahead of the 26% five-year average. USDA report tomorrow out at noon Eastern time. Yield numbers are the big talking point. Most feel corn yield might drift a little higher, but many think that the bean yield may jump again. Looking at our sheets, soybean yield is expected to be 53.3 bushels per acre, up from 52.8 last month. And corn yield is expected to be 181.8, up from 181.3. Corn carryout number, the average trade estimate is 1.913 billion bushels, up from 1.774 last month. Soybean carryout, 905. Last month it was 845. There is still a camp of believers that think that we could see a billion bushel carryout in the beans. We think that the chance of that were more likely last month than this month, but we'll have to wait and see. With Argentina said by some to be nearly out of bean meal, more U.S. sales to South America seem increasingly likely as they need to supply their crush. As we've talked in the past, soy demand globally may go down a little, but who gets what from who is the more important question being answered today. We may see some switching customers, but the global demand remains the same. Looking at the charts, the corn chart looks to be rolling over just a little bit, opening up some possible downside, but with the weather being what it is, I think it's going to be a little bit tough to play the short side. Soybeans breaking down out a little bit of a channel on the charts, but it doesn't look increasing, does not seem to be picking up much speed. And the wheat markets are still in a consolidation. Other than that, not much new and exciting. We hope everybody has a great day.
All right. Thank you very much for that update. As Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities from Lafayette, Indiana, joins us every Wednesday here for the first look at commodities. It's 8:59, 71 degrees. A lot of rain to the east of Champaign-Urbana right now. It's tracking just east of us, actually, with rain over in the St. Joseph area and points east as well as south of us here in central Illinois. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says mostly cloudy and breezy. Showers and thunderstorms likely today with a high of 76 degrees and a south wind at 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms ending by midnight, clearing skies with a low of 42. Mostly sunny, much cooler for the day tomorrow, a high of 54 degrees. And then clear skies tomorrow night, all the way down to a low of 35. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 71 degrees at 9 o'clock.